Hey, everybody!
Hi, everyone!
You're listening to our
big
epic adventure! And today we have another undisclosed work location guest with us.
Woo!
We have Lainey!
Yes! Oh,
we are so excited to have Lainey with us.
I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah. She is going to talk about a little competition she has coming up.
Yeah.
And maybe some other things along the way before we get there. First, do you want to tell your story, Chloe?
Of Spain?
We've been waiting weeks to hear this.
I have been waiting weeks.
Okay. I don't know if I've told you guys this before. But so when I was in Spain, when I was coming home, I had a trip from Spain. I mean, I had a plane ride going home from Spain to Amsterdam and then Amsterdam to Detroit. Right, so Madrid to Amsterdam, Amsterdam, Detroit. And so I was on the flight and everything was chill. It was like at 7 a.m, the first flight. And that flight was like 2 hours long. Mm-hmm. So we were on the flight, everything was chill. Then the pilot was like, hey, we're going to have some turbulence. There's a storm. And we were like, okay. Oh. But he didn't say that in English. He said it in Spanish.
Oh.
And I was like, wait, what's going on? And then a lady told me. And then I was like, okay. Then, I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I get really motion sick.
Yeah.
And the turbulence was so bad. I was literally jumping out of my seat. Like, I also was in the middle. literally, it was like that. We were all like, and I was in the middle, right? I got motion sick. I vomited in a bag.
Why are you vomiting everywhere but the toilet these days?
I know. I vomited in a bag. And then I was like, no, it was just bad. But I kind of got out myself a little bit. So then so it was just bad. It was just bad. And then I heard something over the thing, over the speaker, speaking in Spanish. And I was like, what's going on? And then someone was like, I think we're landing in Belgium. Like emergency landing. And I was like, oh my God, what is going on? And they were like, so you're going to land in Belgium and then you're going to get a train ride to Amsterdam.
To catch the flight.
To catch the other flight, right? And I only had like 2 hour layover. So like, I don't know. It was just crazy. Then we landed and we were sitting in the plane. I had vomit on my tank top. So I took my tank top off. While I was just sitting there, I took it off and then put it in the vomit bag. And then I put my jacket on, my sweatshirt, and I just kept that on because I was like, no. So we were walking off. We landed in the middle of the Belgium airport, just like in the middle. So there was a bus there that was coming to pick us up. And they gave us no information. Or maybe they did, but I didn't speak the language that they were talking, right. So I didn't know what was happening. So then, on the bus ride, I didn't know where my bag was. I just had my carry-on, and I was just like, what's going on? So then, we got off the bus at the airport, at the Belgium airport, and I called my mom. I was like, Mom, I don't know what's going on. I started crying because I was like, what the hell is happening?
I would be so anxious if that was going on.
It was so bad. I literally thought I was going to die. I was like, I don't know where I am. No one speaks English.
They're going to arrest you because you're in another country.
Literally. Yeah. I'm like, at least I have my passport and shit because I don't have any of my belongings except for in my bag.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. You just had your bag.
I know. Like, it was crazy. But it was only for that little bit of time because everyone was just like, follow everyone else that's coming from the airplane. And I was like, okay. I walked in the airport, They all dispersed.
I was like,
bro, what the hell? Where am I going? And on the phone, my mom was like, just like find someone to like go with, like find someone that speaks English and see if they can, if they're going to the same place as you and la, la, la. So then I found these two girls and what they were both, one was going to Thailand and one was going to Amsterdam. And they both spoke Spanish, but they spoke a little bit of like broken English. One of them was really good at English, but the other one didn't really speak English that well. And oh my gosh. Then they were like, I don't know what's going on, but you can stay with us. They like took me and I was like, thank you guys. So thank you so much because I don't know what's happening. So then we went down to like baggage claim because we thought like maybe our bags were coming off or something. And
they were on your flight?
Yeah, okay. They were on my flight with me. And the girl that was going to Thailand also had a connecting flight in Amsterdam. So that's why we were all going there. And then we went down to baggage claim and bags started just going around and we were like, wait, that's my bag right there.
Oh my God.
So we like waited for our bags and we got them out. And then we were like, what do we do now?
Right.
And so we went up to like the help desk and there was a huge crowd of people, everyone from our flight. And they were like, they just handed us a slip. Yeah. They just handed us a thing. It was like a paper that just said to get a train ticket to Amsterdam.
And did they pay for it?
I think if you like turned in your receipts and stuff.
Oh, they would have paid.
They would have paid for it, but I didn't do it. Because it was on my mom's credit card.
Oh, God.
I was like, well, my mom told me to use it. Mm-hmm. So it was okay. And then, so fortunately, they had a train station connected to the airport. So we just went down to the train station and then got on a train that was like, it was coming in like an hour. So we like got some food and just like sat there for a little bit.
But then you only had another hour left before. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Then we got on the train. We were on there for 2 hours. We were on the train. And so I would have missed my flight.
Oh, wow.
And we were like two or three stops from Amsterdam. And they said something Dutch over the speaker. The train started moving backwards. We were like, what the hell is happening? So... mind you, we had all of our bags. One girl had two suitcases. I had my suitcase and another girl had her suitcase too. So we were all like, what's happening? What do we do? So we got off on the next, like we went backwards and we stopped at a place. So we got off there and we were like, dude, where even are we right now? Mm-hmm. We didn't know what was going on. And then we got off and we all had to charge our phones because we were like, right, on them trying to figure it out. So we just went to a cafe and my mom texted me and was like, hey, your flight was canceled because the weather's so bad. And I was like, okay, thank you.
So was it like storming while you're on the train and stuff, like raining, or was it only in Amsterdam?
It was like only in Amsterdam, and it was apparently the worst storm they'd had in years.
Oh my gosh.
And like five people died or something.
What?
It's crazy that they didn't tell you when you were getting on the train. Like, hey, this is what's up.
Yeah, I know.
What the hell? No.
It was like there was no information being said anywhere. And then we sat in that cafe for like an hour because I was like, okay, my flight. They rescheduled my flight to later that night, I think. And then I was like, okay, well, what do we do now? We were in a random town in BFE. The Dutch
BFE.
Literally. And we were like, okay, what's going on? We've found another train to like as close as we can get to Amsterdam without going to Amsterdam. So we took that. That was like another hour. And mind you, the night before, I didn't sleep at all because I thought I was going to sleep on the plane.
Oh, God.
On your two-hour flight?
No, the next flight was 9 hours.
Okay.
So I thought I was going to sleep on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because I was like, well, it's better for me. I can't force myself to fall asleep, but I can force myself to stay up. Mm-hmm. So if I get like tired, then I can sleep on the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it is in my brain. So then I hadn't slept for like more than 24 hours. It was terrible. And so we were on the train ride to as close as we could get to Amsterdam. That was another hour long. And then we were just like standing in there because it was packed because everyone was trying to get to Amsterdam because everything around it, it was shut down too. Mm-hmm. So like everyone's train to Amsterdam was shut down. Mm-hmm. Everyone was trying to get there. It was terrible. So we were standing on the train. We didn't get a seat or anything. We were just standing in there. And then we got there. We got as close as we could. We got out and we found these two other ladies from Florida.
Thank God. Oh my goodness.
But I was with those two girls, so it was like still fine. But mm-hmm. the two ladies were like teachers and they were like talking to me about their lives and shit. I was it was crazy. But they were like, you guys going to the Amsterdam airport? And we were like, yeah, are you? And they were like, yes, you want to get an Uber together or something?
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. So then we got that Uber with all five of us. So we got just like the bigger one and split up the money. Mm-hmm. And then it probably took like 30 minutes to get there. But everyone was trying to leave the airport because we found out that all the flights that day were canceled.
So your flight was canceled again?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wait, so when was this?
It was over the summer.
This summer?
Yeah.
The fact that we haven't heard of July.
I think I had the same problem.
Really?
Yeah. When I was leaving Ireland.
To Amsterdam?
No. Oh. Like, when I was, because when I was coming in to the U.S. from D.C. after mm-hmm. I took off from Ireland, all of the rest of the flights that day were like being delayed and canceled, like coming in.
Yeah.
That meant that my flight back to Ohio was also delayed.
It's terrible. Because
they were waiting for the plane mm-hmm. from out of the country.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. It was crazy.
It's terrible, right? I hate that shit. I literally hate it.
And like, what are you supposed to do? You can't like leave the airport once you're there because you don't know what's going
to
change.
Get back out.
Exactly. Yeah. You're going to have to go through security again.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So we got to the airport, but there was a huge line of people trying to leave and trying to get in just because it was chaos. And so the Uber got us as close as he could, and he was like, I'm dropping you off here. And I was like, okay. So we had
get
this,
the hell out of my car.
Literally.
I've done enough for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. I was like, okay, thanks. And so we walked like so far with our bags to the airport. And then we got there and I was like, okay, can I get my like boarding pass for tomorrow morning? Mm-hmm. Because like just so I have that so then I don't have to like do it all later. And it was just this whole thing. And the ladies were so mean and they acted like I didn't know what I was doing. Like, I went up to the kiosk where I can print out my own boarding pass. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't working. Like, my passport wasn't scanning.
Oh.
And the ladies came up to me and were like, try it again. I was like, girl, I've tried it 14 times. Yeah. Like, why would I ask you if I hadn't already tried 10 right. million times? And so then we figured out that my name was nowhere on any plane at all. So I was like, well, this is terrible. What's going on for real?
I probably would have died from a heart attack at this point.
No,
I'm probably like, I'm staying here until someone comes and gets me.
What's his face? Harry's no good, terrible, awful day.
Yeah, literally that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember.
Whatever. That's Chloe's no good, terrible, horrible,
yeah,
whatever day.
So then I was walking around trying to get help because these ladies at the front weren't helping me at all. Mm-hmm. And they were like, hey, just go back there. Pointed to a huge crowd of people.
Oh, God.
And I was like, what are you talking about? Go back where? And she was, I don't know. I was just like, okay. And I went back there. And then I asked this lady. She was like, what? What? And she wasn't getting what I was talking about. And then I was just walking around aimlessly. I was like, and this nice man came up to me. He was like, are you okay? Like, can I help you?
No.
I was like, girl, no, I'm not doing well. Can you please, please, please help me? And so he sent me over to this kiosk and put me in the, like, what's it called? Not just the general people. It was, like, the people who paid more.
For, VIP
like,
the business section.
Pass. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. I think it was VIP. And he was like, can you help this girl? And I was like, thank you, God. This is a God coming for me. Anyway, so then I went to the guy, but there was a huge family in front of me, so I was like, and then this lady opened up and she was like, hey, I can help you over here. And I was like, okay, thank you. So then I explained the whole situation to her, the whole thing from the beginning of the day. And I told her that I vomited. And
not that you needed to know that, but all
right, so my, I did throw up.
She was like, oh my God, that sounds terrible. And I was like, I'm telling you, it's terrible. And so then she's like, okay, let me try and figure this out. Let me see if I can get a hotel room for you. Like, let me pull through for you. I was like, oh,
get those
God.
Benefits.
Literally, I was like, thank you so, so much. And then she was like looking for my name for like probably an hour. Mm-hmm. And
you'd think there would just be like a search bar to search.
I swear to God. Like, oh. I swear to God. I had no idea what was happening. I was just like, begging, like, please help.
Please get me on an airplane.
Literally.
I don't give a fuck if my name isn't on the list. Literally. Get me on a plane.
And it was like 6 p.m. at that point.
Oh my
and
goodness.
My first flight was at 7 and I didn't sleep.
Whoa.
Like, I woke up at 11 the day before. So, however many hours that is. And I was awake. And then eventually she found my ticket and printed out my boarding pass for me. I was like, thank you, God. She looked for a hotel, but all of them were booked because everyone's flights were canceled. So I was like, what do I do now? So then I just got my boarding pass and I went back to the front of the airport because I couldn't check my bag yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because, oh my God, they told me like 14 times that I can't check my bag. I was like, dude, I know.
I get it.
What am I supposed to do with
literally,
it?
Literally. So then I was like, well, my flight was changed to 7 a.m. the next morning, or 8 maybe. And I was like, okay, well, what do I do now? I was just sitting at the front trying to charge my phone for a little bit. And one of the girls walked by me and she was like, oh my God, like, you haven't gone in there yet? And I like explained the situation to her. And she was like, well, my flight was totally canceled and I couldn't like get it replaced. Like, I couldn't get another flight. And I was like, oh my God, like, let's stay together. And she told me that she put her bags in like a place where you can keep your bags overnight for like 10
like
bucks or something. Yeah.
Or
yeah. So I put my bag in there and I was like, okay, what do we do now? We sat down in the hallway of like this area and we slept on the floor
for 12 hours.
Yeah.
Whoa. 12 hours?
Yeah. It was terrible. We got Burger King for dinner.
I think I wouldn't have been able to sleep like for 12 hours.
No,
just
I didn't
be
sleep. I didn't sleep. I just laid there.
I don't know.
I couldn't.
If anybody else has this feeling when you're traveling, but your stomach just, it's not your normal stomach. Mm,
like you're not feeling
yes.
well.
Yeah, it's 100%. Like queasy. And then you think about future, like, I don't really know if I could eat right now.
Yes.
And,
that's exactly
but
how
But you're
it was.
Really hungry. And then you get pissed off because you're so hungry, but your stomach is like queasy almost.
Yeah.
So
that's how it was.
Yeah.
For me.
That's me literally traveling like 2 hours away. And I'm like,
yeah, literally. We're like, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So then I slept on the thing for, well, until like 4 a.m. And then I could check my bag and actually go into the airport. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did. And then I found my thing, my, what's it called?
bag?
No. The area flight? Where the...
Your gate?
My gate. Gate. I found my gate. And I got a little breakfast C&D at 7 a.m. when they opened. And then I tried to sleep on the ground. But then these two old guys came up to me and sat down right next to where I was laying.
Of course.
Like, bro, there are 10 million other seats around me. What are you doing? Like,
back up.
Like, literally, girl, I'll punch you in the throat. I'll punch you in the throat right now.
You do not know what I've been through.
You do not know.
Do you see this? Do you see the stain?
Yeah. Literally. And then
you should have pulled out your puke sweatshirt and full.
I swear
face.
To God,
set it right next.
I threw
you
it away. I threw
oh,
it away.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
oh
my God. I couldn't deal
yeah,
with that.
That's probably good.
So then my flight came in and I slept the whole entire time.
Thank God.
That's good.
For like the 9 hours, and then
did
I
you
made
get
it home.
Like, did you get like first class? Did you get your seat upgraded?
No.
What the
because
hell?
Because everyone on the flight, everyone on the flight was
true.
Was like, "Give me an upgrade."
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And then when I got home, my door was locked. I didn't have my keys, so I sat outside for like 30 minutes for my roommate to get home. Like, dude, all I wanted to do was go to sleep.
Me. How did you get home? Was your car at the airport?
No, my brother came and picked me up.
I would have like crashed my door down, just been like,
yeah,
I'm getting
to I almost climbed in the window.
Care.
And then I was like, that's too much. So then I just laid in the grass.
I know. Well, I guess it's July, so it would have been warm.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's wild.
Yeah. That was actually the worst experience of my life.
And
it was terrible.
See, I've never had like an airport horror story.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time I've gone to the airport, it's been super smooth. So I've never really understood why people are like, you got to get to the airport like 5 hours early.
Right.
You got to get all set
like,
up.
Like, it seems to go by so fast.
Mm-hmm. But that story just, it sent shivers down my spine.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to start being more prepared when I get there. But you can't be prepared for something like that.
It's crazy that you went by yourself. Like,
no,
I would go with a friend.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be able to.
I'm so grateful for those ladies that I found, those
girls.
Yeah,
seriously. Mm-hmm. Well, one thing is, like, I feel like when you're traveling, your human instincts kick in, like, for other people around you.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, everybody else is having a hard time, so
true.
Let's, like, make it easier for each other.
True.
But there are some people that travel that are just so terrible, I will say.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Well, if I hadn't found those girls, I would not have known how the train works.
You'd probably still be in Belgium to this day.
That's what I'm saying. I literally don't think I would have survived.
That's crazy. Some scary person could have picked you up and been like, oh, you need to go here.
I know. No. Who's terrible? Whoa. And we had our bags that whole time. Just think about that.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Carrying it all over.
It was terrible.
What
was that? Just
think about it. Think about it. Chloe just, when she said think about it, she took three fingers. She used three fingers to just
that's like mid forehead, not even like
I'm
her
dead.
Like temples, mid forehead, and
picture someone taking just a fist and just slamming it into their head. That's practically
that's
what happened.
Guys, don't exaggerate.
I'm sorry, I'm being hyperbolic a little.
It's hyperbole.
Well,
oh my God.
Anyway,
that was a
yeah.
crazy way to start
that's
today.
Insane.
That is the
that's
story.
You told me about your flight from Spain to Amsterdam back to the U.S., but you never said it was like that.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I probably told you it was crazy, but I didn't go into detail.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
I told a bunch of people when I got home, and they didn't seem to care that much, so I just
what
didn't tell anyone else.
That's
like,
crazy.
Okay.
That's
I
would have
been freaking out and been like, you should have just called me. I would have been up.
Yeah.
I would have tried.
That would have been... That's like the scariest moment of your life.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And
well,
then sometimes I just think about how.
So. Oh my God.
Sometimes I just think about how I was just in the streets of the Netherlands. Like. What?
I literally, like, it's so hard for me to, like, be real about like traveling. Oh. Like when you're like, it's so hard to be like where you are while you're traveling, mm-hmm. because you're always thinking about like what your next plan is, and then but then like weeks later you're looking through like your Snapchat memories or something, yeah. and you're
like holy oh, that was so shit much fun. I was
how,
the,
how was I in Scotland yeah. in castles drinking a beer and literally. Now I'm playing Fortnite in my bed in Ohio.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense in my brain ever.
And it's crazy you couldn't find like one solid worker that knew English.
Yeah,
no, I know.
What like, I feel like heck? They need to be able to speak multiple,
especially because like, English is like the required language for like mm-hmm. all of like for like all of those countries and the around England.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like crazy, and especially because they were pissed at you, even though it was their fault that yeah. all this shit
well,
went
it
down.
Was also like chaos on the plane, so yeah. I couldn't like I tried to talk to them, but they. Also, like, weren't really, like, yeah. being
that's
nice.
That's the crazy Engage, part.
Yeah. So I was like,
It's like Home Alone.
Guess I won't
like,
ask anyone.
Like, oh when God. The mom is trying to talk to people at the airport.
Yes.
And everybody's like, we can't do anything.
They're like, what are you yeah. talking about? You left your kid at home.
Like, yeah. Like, what the hell are we supposed
like,
to do?
Dude, I'm all alone. yeah.
Well, that's insane.
Yeah.
You needed a vlog that just makes as me, that was happening.
I know. I'll send you some pictures that we can post
oh,
for
yes.
it.
That's great.
I have one of me sleeping on the ground. One of me post-vomit.
Oh.
We're all like, ew.
Like, if the day started off with me vomiting, like,
yeah. oh, that's insane.
That's terrible. Wild. Yeah. And
that
then,
set the tone for the rest of the day. The
yeah.
Vomit. It did.
The vomit apocalypse.
The travel time ended up being like 38 hours or something. Like, from the time I left my apartment. My mom's apartment.
I can, like, I feel that stomach feeling in my stomach right now.
Yeah.
Thinking about it.
It was
that
terrible.
Makes me not want
to. And it wasn't supposed right. to be that long at all. It was supposed to be, like, probably 15 hours
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, altogether. That's crazy.
Yeah. It was terrible.
Well.
Nothing you can do about now.
Right. Whoa. But now you have experience.
Yeah.
You're a veteran.
Apparently.
Travel vet.
I mean, come on along with me. I'll take you somewhere.
I just love to travel.
I'm not going wherever you are. I'm not getting
Wait
stuck.
Wait a minute.
But I made it out.
We can
True.
Go anywhere
I
in the
I made it out.
True.
Okay, but She's I feel like if you would have had friends with you, it would have been an entirely different
True.
Experience.
I agree.
Because you guys would have been, like, figuring out together.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't have had to find those other people. But you made friends along the way.
Which I did. Good. I followed them on Instagram.
Oh, yay. Oh, my God. Well... Guys, if you ever feel scared and alone while you're stuck traveling somewhere, just go find
some,
a random person.
Find some people from Florida.
Find someone that looks nice.
Give them your contact information and go from there.
Yeah.
And you'll figure it out.
It was crazy. Anyway.
So, now, I think Lainey has a little fun thing to talk about.
It's
so
crazy.
She has a dance competition coming up.
Is it a competition?
It's like a showcase.
Okay.
We're not competing against each other. But we're going to know who's the best dancer.
Well, yeah, of course. So, when is it? Where is it? What's
going
on? Oh,
my God. It's literally tomorrow. It's Friday and Saturday.
Oh, my gosh. I might have to post this a little early so people can hear.
I'm going tomorrow night.
Yes.
Are you working tomorrow?
Yeah, I have to work tomorrow.
Where's it Saturday?
I have to work Saturday, too. Is it in the morning?
Does anyone want to go to the zoo with me on Saturday?
I can't. As I'm like, come to my show, and you're like, can I go to the zoo?
Wait, I'm sorry for bringing that up right now. I'm sorry for bringing that up.
I cannot. She's like, my show's at 2.
Dude,
you're like, he wants to go to the zoo with me.
He wants to go see the panda bear exhibit.
For real.
I want to go to the zoo, but I cannot go this weekend.
I have to go Saturday morning.
Oh, you have to go?
Like, no, I have to go to a field trip somewhere that I could take students.
Oh.
And then I have to write a report.
So it's
on it.
For your class?
It's for my class.
You can take your students to my dance show. It's a family friendly place.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
That's a really good idea.
It's a family
But you're not
friendly
actually
show.
Bringing students, are
you're
you?
Not like.
No.
Okay.
No.
But you
I
can
just
talk
have to
about
report
like,
on it.
Campus events. Like it's
yeah,
at high school.
True.
Clean cut songs.
I should do that.
Only a little tasteful booty shaking.
Yeah, of course. So, speaking of tasteful booty shaking, like, what?
Transition.
Like, Are you doing it alone? Are you in a group?
So
like
how
what
it,
dances you yes. got?
So how it works is we're in this organization. Mm-hmm. We all audition to be. So you okay? I'll preface this. You do not have to be in the showcase to be in this organization. Mm-hmm. You can just be a member. We have classes every Wednesday that like choreographers in the
is
like,
it on campus organization?
Yes.
Okay.
That's and fun. Like members will choreograph it. So like I've choreographed hip hop before, and mm-hmm. some of my other friends have done contemporary. We've had jazz, mm-hmm. and like sometimes we'll have past alum like, hey, I want to do one. Like we could just do that, and it like kind of gets people to like just come and get out of their comfort zone because yeah. you don't have to have dance experience. Most of the people oh. do have dance experience, but like we have so many girls that don't, and I like praise
that
them so
be
highly
fun.
Because I would have never done that.
When did yeah. you start?
I started this, like, dancing overall.
Yeah,
and
dancing.
This, I started when I was, like, 4 years old.
OMG.
I was a little baby prodigy of dance.
Yes.
just picture me a little bit smaller and then in a tutu, and that's what I looked like when I was a child.
I'm dead. I'm sure that's true. I bet you're one of the kids that look exactly like they did when they were little.
I could probably pull up a picture.
Let's post
oh,
it.
Oh, and we can post it.
Oh, my God. I could probably.
yeah. So.
But, yes.
And then, like, how did you find out, like, were you in something before that, like, recommended this?
So, I found out actually going to Campus Fest.
Mm. Oh.
Me and my freshman roommate were walking around, and she knew that I was a dancer. And I was, like, trying to find something to keep doing it. But I was like, you know, if, like, I can't do anything, it's not that big of a deal. Mm. And she found it, and she went up to the people, and were like, hey, my roommate's a dancer. She should join.
That would be
and
so
And I was like, what in the heck
I know,
is this?
Literally, I'd be like,
why are you calling me out right now?
Yeah,
I was
seriously.
Like,
well, like, I'm not someone to, like,
okay.
go out of my way
no.
yeah.
at all. So it's so
like, I was, like, checking
them
out just because
they
had said dance, but I wasn't, like, mm-hmm. going to go up and, like,
right.
do anything. But I was like, maybe
right.
I can get the name, find them on Instagram, whatever.
For sure.
But this bitch right. went up and was like, you should join this. So I, like, asked them what it was, and they're like, well, actually, we have, like, an information meeting this week. Like, come write down your email. We'll send you the information. I was like, great. Went to this information meeting, was so nervous. Didn't know a single person there. I was like, oh, this is fun. Just
right.
a random place
hey
in Olds Camp.
Being
like,
a freshman, too.
I was like, oh, gosh. So they explained the whole process. They were like, you're going to go through an audition, very simple. We have an hour for hip-hop, hour for jazz, contemporary, and tap. And then we'll take videos at the end of you doing the audition, and we'll send them out to these people who are in the group who want to choreograph a dance. And they have free range. They can choreograph whatever they want.
And then they choose who they want to be in.
Yes, they choose
oh,
from the people
okay, I'm getting
who,
it.
Audition,
I'm sorry, get it.
Who auditioned in the videos.
To be in
you
the dance.
You have to audition for that style to be in the dance.
Right. Like if you wanted to do a hip hop dance, you'd
have
to do a hip hop audition.
Yes.
So if you didn't get picked, could you still like go to these things to
dance? So we actually have a rule that you'll have to be in at least one. That everyone who auditioned is at least one. Mm-hmm. So we get everyone involved. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, I would feel so bad if like I asked these people and then all these other people like couldn't do it and
right,
they wanted
yeah.
to do it.
What if you didn't want to audition?
You don't have to audition, but you just wouldn't be a part of the showcase. You could go to our Wednesday classes every week and you would still like get to learn dances. Like you would literally learn new dances every single week
mm-hmm.
from jazz, hip hop, ballet. We've had someone do tap. I really want to do a country line dance one next semester.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be
so
fun.
So yeah. But
so
then,
what are you doing this? What's your show?
So in the past, I'm a hip hopper. Mm-hmm. Tried and
okay.
true, I'm a hip hopper.
All right.
But
get into
I started doing jazz. That was like my first. I did jazz and ballet because that's obviously how every child starts.
Right.
And so I'm doing a Latin jazz number.
Ooh,
so
oh,
I'm a very
shit.
Big I'm a very big Dancing with the Stars fan. I have been a fan of it since I was a child.
Uh-huh.
And then I was in middle school and I was like, Mom, I want to take ballroom lessons.
Yeah.
And she was like, we live
okay.
in Findlay, Ohio.
Yeah,
I don't
right.
know where the hell you're gonna find a place to do ballroom.
Yeah.
But I went to this place in Toledo for like literally a year and I just like did ballroom. And then I was also in show choir when I was in high school, and we would do intense ballroom, like doing waltz, doing Latin
oh,
numbers, like all the time. So I've been basically learning it like the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what? I really love this. What if I just did a jazz number and put Latin
Is it Infusion? Solo?
No, it's a group of 16 girls, including me. It's freaking powerhouse. I love it.
I'm excited to watch.
But yes. And it's totally out of my comfort zone. Like, I was choreographing, and I was like, ooh, this is going to be interesting.
You choreographed this one? OMG. So, this is so exciting.
Since you have to, there's a rule that you have to be in at least one semester in order to choreograph, just so you kind of get the feel of what it's like to be in a showcase, kind of see what it's like.
And you understand what's and, even, like,
yeah, what's under, like, what you can
what
grow
are these
to be.
Moves yeah. And, like, yeah.
So I started out, I've done two dances already. So I did one last fall, and then last spring was my first one, and they were both hip hop.
Okay.
And then I was like, you know what? That's this would be pretty fun. So I did this, and it's crazy because we've never really done anything like it. Like, they were like, we've never had someone do like a Latin dance.
Mm. Wow.
So I was like, yes, you're I'm like, making history. But yes, crazy. I love it. All the girls, I love them
fun.
All.
What's that it called like, again?
Yeah.
My organization.
The, yeah.
Oh, University Dance Alliance. Go follow us on Instagram.
Yes.
Is it just like at university?
It's like uda.bgsu.
Okay.
And
yep.
You can find all of our information.
And where is this happening?
So it's Friday and Saturday at BG High School.
Mm-hmm. BGHS, going back to my roots.
Going back to our roots.
I know. They have a beautiful auditorium.
They
though.
Do.
And everywhere on campus, according to us, it's expansive.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, yeah.
That's valid.
I love it there. We love it.
Yes.
We love it. We live it.
I really hope someone records that if I can't make it, because I do.
Oh, we have a recording of it. We get recordings of it.
Oh!
So we have a photographer that takes all of our pictures, and we have a videographer that takes a video.
That's great.
And we got, I'll probably get it back in like April or May.
I should tag the dance group and the post so people can find them easier.
They would probably be so confused. Yeah. They'd be like, Lainey, who is this?
And then you're like, well, I went on this podcast.
I went on this amazing podcast.
Yes, I'm promoting the program.
I'm promoting us, babe.
I'm like, come on. And,
get used to
and
it.
Everybody that's in it goes to BG?
Yes.
So I don't know why I'm thinking like there's like old. Well, because you said alumni.
Alumni will come back and do Wednesday classes, but they won't do like
the showcase.
And we even have people who've done it, like do it as their undergrad, and then like when they come here for graduate school, will still be involved.
Oh, that's cool.
That's great. Especially if you are like a dance major.
Yep.
That's great.
It's highly recommended of them to do this.
See, now I'm like, why I'm going to be so honest, guys. I have not done a single campus organization. So go to Campus Fest and do something.
Go to
something.
Campus Fest. I love walking around Campus Fest just to get like...
No, same. I would always walk around, but I'm always like... I tried the Pokemon Club. I was like,
the
Quidditch
that seems team
fun.
Always gets me.
Yeah.
They're like, you should join. I'm like, I don't know, buddy. I don't
shout
think
out to
girl.
Emily Underscore's work location. She's
Emily.
The captain
yep.
of Quidditch.
She is.
But it's called something else.
I don't know.
I forget what it's called.
Yeah, I don't remember. But
I was on the BG club gymnastics team for a little bit for my freshman year. And then I am also part of the outdoor adventure club.
Oh, yes.
But I don't ever go to the
meetings. Oh, my God.
And I don't ever go. But I'm in the group chat.
I'm a part of it. I'm a proud member.
I feel like.
But I
want to
go. I just never have time. And they're always on Fridays. And I work on Fridays.
Oh, yeah. True. That is one thing. I feel like I work so much that when it comes to like doing extra things, I just want to have time to like.
I just want
to
lay down,
lay in bed, and just do nothing.
Yeah.
But I feel like most of the reason why I didn't, because like I went to Ohio State my freshman year, and I already went through all of their campus fest stuff,
and that's probably way bigger than BG.
It was well. I mean, honestly, they're it wasn't too much larger. Like they had the same area of space to do their thing. And I was like, I joined the songwriting one. It was like, there's like songwriter collective or whatever. And then I didn't do the ski club because they don't ski. Oh. They just party. And that's
I'm
one
joining.
Thing that I assume.
Sign me up, I guess.
And then there was like a movie one. I don't know. I signed up for a few things there, and OIUP. It was like Ohio Law. I don't even know. It was like for underrepresented groups, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And then I came here and I walked around and I was like, I already did this once. Like, yeah. I feel like so lame being an old person doing this again. And I don't know. So, yeah.
I don't know.
I go every year.
Yeah, I think every people are. I think I people want you no matter what.
Yeah, I know. Year. But it's like, I'm going to be. And what is so terrible is like now all of my. Like signing up for like LinkedIn and stuff is like, what organizations have you been a part of?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't.
I'm like, well, actually,
I have this podcast.
Yes, I. Well, I mean,
you can put
good,
that.
It's
you
good,
can put
like
that.
Technical skills mm-hmm. and.
I think you could put it.
I think you could beef up
they
that
listen.
Resume.
The only problem is they listen. But the thing is I won't even
I mean,
need to get another
job. What
do we even
say?
Because, right. Exactly. Also, like, speaking of other jobs. I am leaving undisclosed work location.
For
well,
real?
I want to.
Wait, for real?
I just, I want to really
Everyone
bad.
Is thinking about leaving. So
well,
it makes
terrible.
Me think of want to leave.
Well, Aldi, I was looking leave. At Aldi. And
oh my God.
They pay crazy.
They pay crazy.
They pay crazy.
I've heard it's really hard to get a
yeah.
job there, though.
And they definitely
don't...
wouldn't hire me just for, like,
their
summer to fall.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to be in town. You have a year lease.
True. You're right.
I mean,
you're right.
Come on.
I need to find a good remote job. The only thing is that tuition reimbursement.
Yes. That's why I stay. That's why I stay too.
That's what's getting me.
I don't know if I'm going to get it this semester.
They've
got to
give me that because everything else is bad.
I didn't get it last semester.
What? Mm-mm. Why not?
I don't know why. They never, like, told me why. And I kept talking to, like, everyone. I was like, oh.
Hello.
So did I do something wrong? Like, what the heck? And they're like, I think it's because, like, you transferred. And I was like, are
oh,
you
my
me?
God.
Okay,
but that
I,
shouldn't affect it because I transferred, too.
I know. And I had worked, like, the however many
Did you
like,
transfer
days.
In the summer?
I transferred in, like, August when I got here to go to school.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I was there for the whatever. Mm-hmm.
Did
it
you
120
stay in town
days
in the
or
summer?
Whatever?
No.
No, I was in Ireland for a month.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then when I came back, I just worked at my home location for a week, and then I transferred.
Wow.
And that was in August.
Oh,
so
shit.
I don't even...
Don't you have to work in a span of 2 weeks, or you get terminated or something?
I think it's like
so
a month.
So the hack was...
Just to clock
it is
you
2 weeks.
But they just clocked you in?
When, the bureaucracy of it all...
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
By the time the paperwork actually went through to, like, put me in my time off or whatever.
Uh-huh. I would have meant you had already been back.
I was already back from Ireland. And I could just say, oh, I'm back again. So I was able to get tuition reimbursement for summer.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Because I took for courses. Because mm-hmm. I took courses in Ireland. So I used that because they were like, well, you've been working all summer. And I was like, well, yep. Thank
I
you.
I have.
I ate.
Thank
I low-key,
you.
I ate that.
Yeah, you did.
As you should.
And
I didn't know they gave it in
the
summer.
You can do it. You just get a certain amount per year, so you can use it for whatever semester.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
so you won't get it in the fall? Or did you not get it in the spring?
I didn't get it in the fall. I didn't get it this fall.
Oh, because you used it in the summer. I mean. Mm-hmm.
But I could have.
Okay. Okay.
Like, I could have applied for it, but.
Mm-hmm.
Also, TikTok is being banned.
Yeah.
So this has been in the making for, like.
Years
two
and
three
years
so
apparently they like actually did some shit about it like
they
like actually
signed
like
a
signed
law
a thing
that said if TikTok doesn't sell the company to a U.S. company they will ban it and I'm like
I don't
this feels wrong because Facebook is using way more of my information than TikTok ever is. Literally, I go on Facebook and it's the most specific
TikTok
things.
The things about TikTok, they talk about them like scanning
they're
your
like
facial features. I'm like, bro, they're using filters and shit.
Yeah,
obviously,
like
they're
Snapchat
gonna,
does
Snapchat
that every
does
day.
That shit
come
too.
On.
Instagram
I,
does Instagram. That.
Big smile.
Literally.
What am I going to do without my big smile?
That's
come
what I'm saying. I'm like, okay. Yes. And do I care? No.
And also the way that they questioned the TikTok CEO. Mm-hmm. He's from Singapore.
Oh my god, yeah.
He's Singaporean or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they kept talking to him like he was Chinese.
Yeah.
And it was just so, like, I was, like, sick for him because I was, like, they're, like, it's accusing so him of these things that aren't mm-hmm. even true because, like, he's not.
I don't even live there.
Exactly. Yeah,
literally.
Oh, my god.
I was literally watching that interview and I was like, this is, like, kind of stupid.
Yeah. Well, and none of them know what they're talking about because they're all, like, 80 million years old.
Oh, my god. We need to kill them all.
80-year-old
wipe
men.
Them out.
We just need to wipe them out and get all new. Like 40-year-olds.
I feel like
that.
They need to push down like the age.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Well,
do it.
I just
oh
saw
my,
this
for
thing,
anything in the government.
When the Constitution was signed, mm-hmm. every single person that signed that was like less than 50 years old. Oh. Other than what did Ben Franklin sign the Constitution? Because he's
old. But wasn't
old as
the
fuck.
Age likeliness well, lower?
Yeah, back then like they would
they
die
would
earlier.
Die at like 60.
Yeah,
but. I mean, they could have had, like, 55-year-olds, like, people weren't dying from, like, early onset dementia, they were dying because, like, they had no nutritional.
True. And they medicine. Had no,
and they were
resources.
Getting cancer, and they didn't know about it.
Yeah.
anyway.
Skirt.
So.
So what I'm saying, okay.
We're capable of
I
running
feel
this
like
shit.
We could, like. Speaking that half the population is that age, mm-hmm. like, you kind of have to have someone that speaks up for the age group that you actually are.
I agree. Mm.
Seriously.
And either group that you support, mm-hmm. either side, it's like, we just need younger people to think better because they know more.
Yeah. And,
and
I mean,
people,
of
like,
course, the old people have experiences of
I guess, but they're not even
lifetime,
representative
like,
of no. the rest of their constituents.
And, like, people that old, do they even go out and vote? Or do they even have any say in anything because they're retired?
Exactly. Should they? Well, we're getting to the bottom of it, y'all.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
seriously, though, because...
I don't think we've ever talked about this stuff on
no,
here,
No, we don't really talk politics, but, I mean,
that's
I
not
could.
Even, like, politics. That's just, like...
That's just, like...
The people in
system.
Charge should be younger.
Yeah, seriously.
In my opinion...
It shouldn't even be, like, a question.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah. Well, I think, like 35 to, like, 45 is the perfect time to, like, do that because you have the perfect mix of liquid knowledge and crystallized knowledge. Jack! Oh, my gosh! Jack just walked by,
Jack
guys.
Just walked by.
I don't
Hi,
know
Jack.
If he's going in his office or not, but...
He is.
He should come say hi.
Oh, my God. Oh, he's doing something.
Yeah, he's busy.
He's important.
Wait, yeah.
Oh, my God. Is he coming?
Oh, my God. I'm scared.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
Yay!
He's literally here.
Yay!
So, are you going to say hi, Jack?
Are you
going to
say hi?
Hi.
Hello.
Yes.
Jack is here. He said hi.
Yeah.
Yay.
We just played music at the Oaks.
Ooh.
Oh, that's
yeah.
fun.
Oh, I did see you guys
and then
were DJing.
They kicked us out.
Oh. Yeah,
why'd they kick you out?
We were underprepared, but they didn't really tell us
anything.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, so they asked you to play,
yeah.
but then
yeah.
they kicked you out?
They gave us any information. Like, yeah, you guys can play.
I do have some news.
Oh, okay.
I did just put in my 2 weeks at undisclosed work.
No!
So
wait, I'm gonna cry.
So what now? Oh,
so we all have to quit.
I mean, I guess you're graduating.
So, yeah, I'm graduating.
Oh, that makes
yeah.
sense. But like,
oh my god,
I'm taking his place. It's okay.
Oh really?
Oh. Yeah. Hopefully, I need a job. Okay.
No, for real.
Perf.
It's oh terrible, though.
Yeah, seriously.
So just be mentally prepared.
It's better than being
it's
a
not
shift,
that bad
leader,
if you're on dish.
Shift manager at fucking rallies, bro.
Rallies!
Now that everyone's quitting, it just makes me
That's
sad
insane.
My life.
It makes me sad and makes me want to quit as well.
It's
just
like,
because
you know, like at the
it's
end
the
of the
same.
Like
it's
at the end
the
of a series, like when people
yeah.
start leaving,
that's what
they're
I'm
like,
saying.
It's like a send off, and it's like, oh
yeah.
my god,
I
feel
karaoke
sick.
Karaoke night though, it's okay. I am going to do it.
Yes.
That'd be so fun. Yeah.
Please.
Karaoke night. We're going to make it happen.
Dude, where?
Probably in the union.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm down. I'm 100%. Can I bring alcohol or no?
You can pregame it.
It's on campus.
We do.
It's on campus.
Hey, this is don't tell anyone I said that.
Alcohol-free campus, Chloe.
It's a cookie.
Cut that.
Chloe is not going to pregame anything.
We would never do such a thing.
Yeah.
I have no comment on that.
I would.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
Bye.
Peace and love, guys.
I just can't believe that information.
Wow, I'm so sad
now. My mind is blown.
I'm so sad.
End of an era.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So exciting for you, though.
Great for you.
That's so fucking lit.
What the hell?
Life.
We have to play Mario Party before you leave.
Hey, oh, my gosh.
Please. We'll I'm being out. For real.
Yeah, we should go out, for play sure. Mario Party. Do
I'm 100% down for any of that.
Let's pregame, play Mario Party, go out, sing karaoke at Grumpy's.
That's a good idea.
Talking my language a little bit too much.
That's the best idea I've ever heard. So, gonna have to be done.
Of course. Rest
of
your
show. Thank you, Jack. I love that
Can
guy.
Can you guys believe that just happened?
No.
We haven't seen him here at all since.
Literally at a wall. But he's never here at 6 p.m.
I barely see him
PM.
Like at work.
We're going to have to do another episode with him.
We should. Before he leaves. The send off.
Guys.
That'd be great.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe he can be the finale of the season.
The last day of Jack.
Oh my god.
The last day of Jack.
Oh my
done.
Gosh. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
You also said, not who the hell am I talking about? Stanley. Oh. Why did they get called out?
Well, someone I know, not someone I know. So you guys know the fire thing where it was in a car on fire,
mm-hmm.
right? The Stanley Cup.
Oh,
survived a car.
Yes, I do.
And there's still ice in it. Well, someone. Named Shane Dawson.
I'm done.
I have not heard that name in years.
I know. I was watching his new video.
Oh, brother.
I know. This is an L. But he just...
You know you're bored, you know.
I know. I'm an avid YouTube watcher. I'm not even going to lie to you. But he put a Stanley Cup in just a regular fire.
Mm-hmm.
That thing melted. The handle came off. The top of it. Excuse me.
ASMR.
The top of it. Oh, that was good.
That was great.
The top of it melted. The straw melted. The whole thing. So it was staged.
It must have been.
It must have been.
Mm-hmm. Because inside a car fire, it can get up to like 1,000 degrees or some shit.
Like, okay, the metal not melting.
Yeah.
As quickly as some of the others.
But like all of the color that was on it, like melted off around it and mm-hmm. shit. So.
Fraud.
And he was saying that like Stanley Cup got a new guy who, the CEO. Same guy, CEO, who made. Crocs famous.
Ooh.
Again.
OMG.
And then he made the Stanley Cups famous.
He's just so like.
I don't get it.
I don't
Stanley,
get the hype.
I'm going to be serious.
I don't have one.
I don't either.
I'm
well,
grateful.
I have my Yeti. And I've had my Yeti for years. But like, I don't understand why like people are buying multiple of. Like these mm-hmm. Stanleys, like I get, like the designs are cute.
Does
but,
it
like,
even fit in like a pocket of a book bag? Because I feel like it would
you
just spill.
Carry it. Yeah.
Flip that, kids flipping this book bag around, go fly out,
yeah,
dude. In my school, I'm in a fifth grade classroom, right? And these kids had like a fucking.
Tell
like,
me about it. These kids flop
carrier.
Their Stanleys on their desk every single day.
They
having the Taylor Swift stickers and movie
no,
stickers.
That's not
and
real.
I'm like,
that's
this is the new Hydro
real.
Flask. It's starting. It's the new
when
Hydro
I
Flask.
When I was in the elementary school, we had freaking plastic water bottles that might have had the
like,
little ice cube thing
had,
in the middle.
My school had like the Gatorade and you put the sock over it so the condensation didn't like come out.
I'm
that was
dead.
What
sock
I was. That's what I
never
I was living
that.
For my life.
I never dead. Did that. That's really
what
funny.
Did you go to Finley?
Yeah, I did.
That's crazy.
We
I almost
like,
went there.
We were like hick with not being like hick.
Seriously. Okay, we had a track meet at Finley 1 year, and they had no idea who we even were. Oh, and like, I went to like a very hick school.
Where did you?
Lakota.
Oh, yep. Know where it is. Yep.
And like, they were like, we don't even know who you guys are. And we were like, oh, we're just like south of Fostoria. And they're like, Fostoria. Yeah. And I was like, that's literally close to
you guys.
I'm
not saying
Finley
is the brightest place in the world.
I'm dead.
People always say that BG was like so hick, but it's
people
like
not. Come here and they're like, BG's so hick. I'm like,
it's actually
kind of
there's
not.
A college
it's
here
like,
in the middle
like,
of town.
Like maybe take out the college and then maybe,
but no, I don't know. Like
the college kind of keeps it a little diverse.
I know, but I think it's just because we have the national tractor polls.
Yeah,
the national
what the
tractor.
Hell is that even about?
Do you not know what a tractor poll is?
I do, but like, why is it here? Why is it the national one?
It pissed me off because it was so loud in my neighborhood. It was right next.
I really remember opening weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Did you go?
I didn't. I should go. Because it's something that I would
we
do.
We should vlog at the National
Tractor
Pole.
Oh, my God. Bowl. Imagine us going to the National Tractor Pole.
Imagine you going to the National Tractor Pole. You'd be like, Lainey, I'm sticking by you.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere out of your sight.
No, literally,
hey,
I know
should
someone.
Should I flash everyone?
Oh, my God. You get a bunch of beads. Yeah, if you flash someone with your chest, they give you beads. It's kind of like Mardi Gras, but it's for Hickville.
Hey, that's so lit.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'll flash them.
That's crazy.
No, I know who works at like the Wood County Hospital, and she was like, we have like a tally usually going of if it's BG opening weekend or if it's tractor pulls that get the most people to come into the hospital. She's like, usually
that's crazy.
She's like, usually tractor pulls win, but there was 1 year that BGSU opening weekend was interesting.
If you go to the stores in tractor pull weekend holy the stores are filled with
the
beer.
Amount of like people like just show up and you're like, wow, you're wasted and you're buying 18 pack of Coors Light.
I'll like come out in the parking lot and they're like filling their truck up with all of these packs
of
beer. Yeah,
they're
bringing an RV. They're camping in there over the night. Oh my
God. That's crazy.
It's insane.
So are we it's going
insane. I think we should.
Yes,
I think over the summer we should start vlogging.
Okay.
As you should.
Because we won't have to worry
about.
What are
we going to do?
Whatever.
Whatever you want to, sweetie.
We should do stuff.
Because, well, you guys want us to be posting on YouTube. I've had multiple people
really?
Say, I wish we could watch it instead of
listening.
Oh,
it's true. I've heard a lot of people
and
say
I'm
that,
like,
too.
Yeah. So if we can't figure out how to do it in here, we might as well just do something out and about.
Yeah.
If it's
and
not
add
the pod.
To the content.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm so down for that.
That'd be so much fun.
Yeah. And did we have anything else we had to talk about today?
I don't think so.
I think this is the perfect place to end. Also, do you want to plug your socials and also the organization and when and where?
Okay. So dance show, UDA. UDA.BGSU on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook. So I think it's all the same. And it's Friday and Saturday. If you're a BGSU student, you can show your ID at the door and it's free.
Ooh.
This is the first year we're doing it. Everyone's very excited.
Yes.
And it's at BG High School. It's going to be so much fun. And then my name is Lainey. My Instagram and basically everything else is Lainey Star with two R's.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you
for being
here. Isn't it so fun?
Yep. Yep.
It's crazy.
It's so much exciting. Yeah. I love it.
And thank you all for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Ba-da-da-da.